Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
Howdy! Welcome to Good Cop, Bad Cop, episode 132. As always, I got my guest host with me, Matt. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing fine, sugar. How are you?
We don't have to keep this up the whole episode, do we?
Heck no! God almighty, no. But that's the best I can do. I could do camp, southern woman. That's about it.
When I was practicing in the car earlier, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I sound more like a Southern Belle than I sound like a... Now, I know the boys asked when they were doing their show, they were talking about, where's this accent from? You said that was Southern as well. I was trying to make it go, if I want to make it a little more American, I think it goes slightly more... I think that's more Southern. And I was trying to twist it into a Texas, because I think that's like the cowboy. It's really difficult to do. I can't think of any other American accents to do besides those, though. Like, I know there's a Midwest accent, but I can't do that.
You can do New York.
No, even New Yorkers can't do New York.
We should go ahead and introduce. The reason we're doing these silly accents is because we were challenged by the Devoid podcast. Seeing as they did their show with English accents, they challenged us to do it with American accents. And there was a shorter episode, I think, wasn't it, really? So we don't have to do it for the whole time. And, we got Micah back with us again. It was supposed to be Derek as well, but unfortunately, we've just had some problems last minute. The power's gone out where he lives.
Derek is much funnier than me, so we'll...
Well, not mine, but...
Derek always has this thing where he thinks that I don't think that he's funny, which I do. We just have such different senses of humor because Derek's is more direct and I'm so abstract in the way that I think and talk and do comedy.
We adore you.
Your episode where you did the English accents, like I say, it was clearly not scripted. Like, you just suddenly think of something to say and then you just crack each other up with speaking, and it was absolutely wonderful. I know you asked our permission, like, can we release this? Like, is this offensive? And I think Matt and I were both on the same page. We're like, no, it's not offensive. It's absolutely hilarious. I had tears rolling down my face listening to that thing.
That was British humor at its best. It was my most bitter humor, in a way. In fact, it reminded me of the Snatch Game from RuPaul's Drag Race, because it reminded me of where the Queen's just trying to impersonate someone at random. The UK version, which you may have seen, they had someone impersonating Margaret Thatcher and one impersonating Donald Trump in the last series, and that was hilarious. And that's who I had a feeling you were trying to channel at one point. And no one gives a damn about Boris Johnson, for record. No one gives a damn.
Cool. He's still the good cop, bad cop, and unsure cop. But that actually, Snatch Game, segues me very nicely, because that was a round in the championship match of Devoid Entertainment, in which I won, and you guys are featuring on the Devoid Entertainment podcast, the Devoid Entertainment episode that released yesterday, because this is Sunday, so I'm in the process of editing it. So yeah, you have not missed it, and it is PG, so that Graham's children can watch it. Matt had a really hard time.
It's all good.
I was actually going to do the introduction before I did it in American. I was actually going to introduce it as a good cop, Matt cop, because you've actually been bad cop a lot recently. There's been like a lot of middle fingers. There's been a lot of cursing. You've definitely taken a jump across to the dark side. That's for sure. Yes.
What?
You.
Yes. What? You. Little me.
Mm-hmm.
Little me. Oh, I can't imagine if maybe I'm getting into my heel persona ready for when I go and win Devoid Entertainment.
Please, you can never beat me. You think you're good at years? I am years. We all good for some good cups?
Good cup moments? Take control of a show. Yes, good cup moments. Let's go.
I thought that was the thing. I thought I...
Good! Bad!
Right, guys, as you all know, that you can get 30 days free with the code GOODCOPBADCOP on powerfam.tv. However, don't forget there is an app you can get from both the iOS and the Google Play stores. However, to get the code, you must go onto the website to use it, otherwise you will not get the discount. Once you've done that, go back to the app and you can watch your heart's content. 30 days free, code good cop, bad cop.
We're only about 5 minutes and then it's already a total shambles. We've already got bits we've got to edit out with spoilers, but we'll figure it out. I'm glad you got editing duty, Matt, for the next X number of months, as X tends to 4 or something approximating that.
Micah, what's your good cop moment?
My good cop moment is Lance Archer versus Rey Fénix, the main event of Dynamite. Holy shit, Rey Fénix, Rey Fénix is definitely in the top 10 of the best athletic wrestlers in the world. He might even be in the top 5. I'm giving him top 10 because there's probably a ton of wrestlers that I don't know. Thank you. That match, that Spanish Fly was amazing from off the top rope. Oh my god. Lance Archer, they are building him up beautifully. And the thing I like about Dynamite and AEW is that they don't have to have the same people in the main event all the time. Like, the main event week to week can change. It's not like Raw, where it's always Drew McIntyre's in the main event segment, or Randy Orton's in the main event segment, or The Fiend's in the main event segment. Oh no, I'm so shocked. Like, Dynamite has such a bevy of talent that they can just do that. And Rey Fénix being in the main event scene is amazing. That ladder match is looking awesome. I thought that he was going to win because fast guy or tall guy in a ladder match, I probably would have picked Rey Fénix, but that ladder match is going to have a sixth person who's probably going to be like, I don't know, Sting or something. He's going to win the TNT championship and then the AW championship, right, Matt? That's going to happen. That's my good cut moment of the week.
Oh, I hope not. I'm on such a good run with bets with Matt. I don't think I can stand the fact if he ever wins a bet against me. How long has he got until, Matt? I forget. I know all the in. Brainbuster boys could tell me if I ask them, I'm sure.
All in or all out, where it's called now.
I don't know. I don't know when that is. Was it July? I think the original one was in July, so. All right.
Okay.
I can't comment much on this. This has been a kind of a tough week for me. This has been my first week back in the school building in 47 weeks, I think I counted it out, or something similar to that. So I've just been much busier this week. I've had a lot less time. So, I haven't been watching too much. I watched a few highlights, but, yeah, I can't add anything substantive to this one, Matt. So I'm going to pass it over to you because I could see you were nodding. I think you wanted to correct Micah on top 10 or top 5, possibly.
Not at all. I was actually saying he's actually arguably on top 3.
Mm-hmm.
He's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Boy, I wish he was actually the world champion and not a washed-up former Japanese alumni. But, you know, it is what it is. One day one day they put the belt on him and AEW will just skyrocket. Strap a rocket to that man. But they won't because Cody Rhodes.
There's the obligatory mention. We got it in the first few minutes.
Oh, I've got more.
You know, he's probably going to pop up again in the Devil's Advocate, possibly. That could happen, right?
My bad cop.
All right, Matt, what you got for your good cop moment then?
I actually did note down about Rey Fénix, but I think it's been mentioned already. I'll skip over that. For me, I'm going to SmackDown because...
Oh, surprise.
But what do you think I'm going to SmackDown for, Graham?
I'm going to assume it's... Well, the main things I would assume would be the announcements of the matches for WrestleMania, so it's probably not that then. So I'm... No. I don't know. Is it your boy Otis?
No. No, it's not, actually, unfortunately. My boy Otis, I meant that last week. It's just more continuation of it. It's, I like that.
Well, mentioned Lana multiple weeks in a row, so I was playing my odds. I was thinking it's Biggie.
No, it's Jey Uso.
Ah.
Jey Uso, that man has. I don't think I'm going to speak out of turn here. This time last year, he had all the character of a paper towel. Basically, he was just a twin in a tag team who was a phenomenal tag team wrestler. Now he's got this phenomenal character that he's cultivated. and it's been done so organically. It's a little bit like Stockholm Syndrome, it looks like, which I believe other people mentioned before. It's just so... It's hard to watch and hard to look away at the same time, because you think, like, that man has snapped inside. His head has snapped. That sort of mentality is where Dean Ambrose should have been in WWE if he was an actual lunatic. Dey Uso is probably the best character work on SmackDown at the moment. That's not to say that the others aren't doing phenomenal work. I mean, Roman Reigns. I mean, the fact they finally turned him heel and now everyone's booing him, but for the right reasons. I thought that, like, everyone thought he was going to he could arguably win the chamber and then just lay down for Roman. That was a very possibility. My only question is, what's he going to be doing at Mania? Because having him just standing in the corner for Roman just seems like a waste of that character now, because they've made it so good. That's my only concern for WrestleMania. He'll get involved at Fastlane because we do know that it probably will be Roman versus Bryan, and Roman will win. Although a lot of people are saying Roman and Jey Uso teaming against Edge and Daniel Bryan, which I'd enjoy. Jey Uso is my good comment of the week because he is just elevating it to another level. Brilliant.
I hadn't thought about it, but when Jimmy finally comes back, it's actually going to be kind of tough. He's kind of on the outside now, trying to find a role for him to play. Like, he hasn't had to go through the stuff that we've seen Jey have to go through for the last few months. So that's going to be very interesting when they finally bring, unless they wait for the completion of this story arc. But suddenly, like, if he was suddenly available, that's very difficult to put him into that scene straight away and see where he fits in.
So I actually, if you can remember, did my devil's advocate for Graham about this, in which he didn't even answer, that Jey and Jimmy Uso should main event WrestleMania Night 1. I think that's like not like a WrestleMania, but like whatever the one after WrestleMania is, Money in the Bank or Extreme Rules, whatever it ends up being. I think that's like
WrestleMania
a good
Night 2.
Do you know what? I wouldn't be at all surprised actually on that, because I'm a bit of a fantasy booker sometimes. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Roman versus Edge was Night 1. And Jey goes to interfere, and then Jimmy stops him, and it leads to an impromptu match between those two on Night 2.
Hmm.
That would be good on-the-spot booking, as it were. Obviously, all planned out in advance, but I think there's money in that, personally. A brother blood feud. Fantastic idea. Micah, good idea.
All right, my good cop moment then is something that's based on independent wrestling. And I actually heard this question asked about on the View from the Top Rope. Well, if you're going to be predictable and talk about SmackDown, then I'm going to be predictable and talk indie wrestling as well. So they talked about on View from the Top Rope. The question was, do you think any of the indie organizations will kind of do a similar thing to what's going on with AEW right now and New Japan and Impact? Like, do you think groups of them will come together and start exchanging talent? So the story started on February 23rd from thewrestlingestate.com. The Wrestling Estate has learned three New Jersey-based independent wrestling promoters will make a major announcement this week. Those indie promoters are Dave Swan of UWA Elite, Colin West of Synergy Pro Wrestling. Of course, that got my attention straight away. Big Synergy Pro Wrestling fan. We've talked about it a lot on MGB. And also Ryan Kavanagh of ECWA World One Wrestling. And I actually saw that story probably about 3 days after it broke. So I went back and tried to find out how the story broke. Actually, it broke the next day. So what they've announced is the Territory Championship will be defended at all three promotions, as well as other promotions to be announced in the future. The inaugural champion will be crowned at the 25th annual Super 8 on May 1st at the Jersey Dugout in Morganville, New Jersey. People want promotions to start working together, said Ryan Kavanagh. It's better for the fans, the wrestlers, and the business itself. So we actually already have an answer to that question. Are they going to do it? Yeah, they are. They're already going to start to do it. It's tried in the past, and it's not really been successful. They tried to, once Vince was starting to take over territories, little groups kind of came together, but it never really worked out. Vince was just a little too dominant. I'm glad to see this on the indies. It's not unique to the indies. While Primetime Pro was running in 2019, they had a partnership with Action Wrestling down in Georgia, and they would send their champion up, and then we'd send our champion down to there as well. It works really good. You get that fresh talent in. You get to see some bigger names. You then get to see those names also establish themselves in other areas. But I like that. I like that chance where you can see that champion move around to different organizations. I think it spices things up a little bit. All these organizations are close to each other anyway in New Jersey. And I'm going to quote Chad, as he says all the time. That is it. The rising tide raises all ships. And I think for something like this, I think this is an excellent way to go. Matt, I don't know if you noticed the date of that, but I might be tempted to want to take a trip to Morganville, actually, on my birthday. That might not be a bad little birthday. I know we're supposed to be
on that day, but... on May the 1st?
Yeah. I'll have had my second jab for about 6 weeks at that point as well, so mm-hmm. I might be returning to indie wrestling a little sooner than I thought, but that would be a significant event for me to want to go and attend.
An event in New Jersey.
I didn't know anything about the vaccine at that point, but if I've already had my vaccines, I'm safe. I'm sure it'll still be socially distanced. It's not like it's going to be all packed in or anything.
I won't deny that I'm excited about the idea between the three companies. As you say, this has previously happened before. IWTV Championship at one point. Obviously, defended amongst several different promotions, I think. But this is a much more localized thing, and it feels special. And look forward to seeing it. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts, Micah?
I don't really... Graham and I have talked about this, and I want to get into indie wrestling, but, like, I've kind of... I kind of overbooked myself.
Micah, I've got the perfect way for you to get in. Just go to powerslam.tv and use the code GOODCOPBADCOP for 30 days free. And then you'll be able... And then you've got access to over 6,000 hours of action from 20 different promotions around the globe, like Progress, Evolve, Combat Zone, Defy... PCW, Ultra, PWX, Shine, Over the Top, and hundreds of others for only $5.99 a month.
Thank you. But this kind of this kind of reminds me of like when WCW and New Japan had a partnership, and kind of NWA TNA. And I know that that's kind of different because the NWA kind of became TNA. And like there was like NWA Mid-South and stuff, but there it like the main NWA became TNA.
I've made it finally.
At this point, I would like to welcome Derek from The Void Entertainment and The Void Podcast to the show. He's been having some problems, but he's with us now. Derek, yes. Welcome aboard the show. We'll get to your intro at the outro. But first of all, what is your Wonderful. Good cop moment of the week? Your main good cop moment.
I think this is not going to be something that anyone else has said, but my good cop moment is Pretty Deadly defeating Gallus to become the new NXT UK tag team champions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have been a big fan of Pretty Deadly for a little while now, and it's nice to see, just a title change in NXT UK in general, but also them giving the straps to someone like Pretty Deadly, who's sort of like a newer team on the scene, and seeing where they could go with it.
It is nice to see NXT UK getting some good press for a change.
Yeah.
Due to, you know, various allegations, proven or unproven. And also, of course, due to the fact they were off the air for 8 months. It's nice to see a title change happen. Not to say guys weren't good, but Pretty Deadly, but pretty good in the ring. So, yeah, that's a very accurate good cop moment.
Did not see it at all. The only thing I know about NXT UK this week is I did read that William Regal's son debuted, and apparently he was very impressive. That's the only thing I can contribute on NXT UK this week, I'm afraid.
Talk about big shoes to fill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't watch NXT, so yeah, right, if I'm going to watch NXT UK...
That is fair. Now, if you would be so kind, Micah, for the fourth time, would you like to try and do your speed check?
All right.
Clock. We need the timer, don't we, as well?
You had all this time to get it ready.
It's here. It's
all right. Here. All right.
Yeah, 1 minute. I got it. I'm messing with you.
Count me down.
5, 4, 3. I can't do any more accents. 2, 1, go.
1. All right. I've been reading the Young Bucks autobiography, Killing the Business. Damn, is that book good? You can tell that it's written by wrestlers. But it is, I personally am having a good time with it. The SmackDown Elimination Chamber was the only good thing about that night, and anybody who says anything different is lying to themselves. What else? Kenny Omega won Wrestling Observer Awards for Most Outstanding Match and Most Outstanding Wrestler. So, like, that's cool. And Adam Cole is a pretty cool guy, and I'm just gonna stop now.
I clicked pause by accident. That was under a minute, though. That was under a minute.
It was, and that was a good. That was a good speed check, Mike.
That's how you do it, Matt.
Mentioning Dave Meltzer. Interesting.
No,
a good cop moment.
No. I did not wrestle. I did not mention him. Just the thing that he is an employee of.
No, the
you were picking your words carefully.
The editor in chief, the owner, the main backer. So not different at all. No. Okay. is it me now, Graham?
Yeah, it's you.
Okay. The Randy Orton sludge, which came out of his mouth on Raw. Somewhat not necessary, but at the same time, I kind of enjoyed it because it means that there's going to be more from The Fiend and more from Alexa Bliss involvement. That's always good. The slow destruction of the United of the Undisputed Era is a joy to watch. Adam Cole is pulling a Triple H so beautifully. I'm looking forward to seeing him and Roderick Strong renewing their rivalry from back in the days of the first ever War Games. And the last thing I've got is Elimination Chamber, because I didn't watch it.
You are so lucky.
It's the first pay-per-view I haven't seen live since 2000.
Live? You've missed a few.
I've not seen the pay-per-view at all.
Oh, is that a conscious choice? Are you going to go back and watch it like this weekend, or are you not watching it at all?
I didn't watch it because you said that The Miz had cashed on Daniel Bryan, so I didn't bother watching it.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. You made a prediction that Daniel Bryan was the new champion, and I said, I'm not saying anything.
Which means it happened, Graham.
Daniel Bryan is not the current champion.
I'm aware of that now.
You're wrong.
Yes, I know, but because I believed your lies, I didn't watch it, and I'm better for it.
I didn't lie. Well, I didn't lie when I said it was awful. It's the worst pay-per-view I've watched in 5 years, excluding the ones from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, still better for Greatest Royal Rumble. Anyway,
The Saudi Arabia ones are network exclusives. They're not pay-per-views.
Ah.
This is very, very true, but it's in a pay-per-view section. And if that's on point, Derek, could you give us then your speed check, please?
I absolutely could give you my speed check. all right. Apollo Crews turned heel last night on SmackDown, and it was, well, not, he didn't turn on SmackDown, but he, like, cemented his character, and I really like it, and I really like the direction they are going in with Apollo Crews. While I do not like the person that won the U.S. title, it finally seems like they're steering in a different direction with the belt, which intrigues me and seems like it could be interesting. Speed check. AEW was good. I always like seeing Brandon Cutler on my screen, so seeing him, even if it was against Jake Hager, was still exciting, at least. The Phoenix and Archer match was quite good. That's all I've got for my speed check.
We did talk about that Phoenix match, yeah. That was one thing you missed. Yep.
I had Derek go before you, Graham, because it always goes guest, host, guest, host. And he is here now, so that goes back to the order. Now,
as a mathematician, I was concerned with the symmetry, but that's all right. I understand what you were trying to do. I think I owed you a few middle fingers anyway, so it seemed like the ideal opportunity to do one right there. All right, my good cop moment is I want to talk about Big E a little bit. So it talked about on the network on the news section the fact that after the death of George Floyd, that was something he was really concerned about. We saw him on the June 12th edition of SmackDown enter the ring, dropped to one knee, raised a fist in the air. We also saw him wearing black armbands. We saw the names of men and women who have been victimized by police brutality. Obviously, he's been big on using his character, using his position within that organization to talk about racial injustice. He's actually just set up a Kickstarter campaign. The idea is to formulate the idea of an animated series that shines a light on some of the greatest black Americans in our country's history. The trio describes the concept as a hip-hop odyssey through black history. They have $46,000 raised so far. They actually need $75,000, but there's still 45 days to go. Good job for Big E promoting the things that he's doing and trying to do some good with his profile that it is.
Absolutely. Big little, E-Rock. Little, Big ooh, E-Rock. Yeah, Big E's awesome.
I meant to write down the name of the thing, and I can't remember. For some reason, I missed out what it was called. But yeah, certainly looks like an interesting project. I can't imagine them not reaching the 75,000 with his profile. Yeah, I would have thought so. Yep. Should we move on to some bad cop moments?
Yes.
Let's go.
There was ever a week.
Good. Bad.
What is up? What is up? I'm Bishop TW Takes, and I'm here to let you know about my podcast, Terrible Wrestling Takes. On here, I summarize wrestling how I see it, and more importantly, as it's given to us. I also discuss some of your terrible and not so terrible wrestling takes. And whether you're a good cop, a bad cop, or even a criminal, feel free to subscribe where all podcasts are found and follow me at TW Takes Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Until next time.
Good.
Oh, I'm deciding who goes now. Oh, okay. He passes it back to me. All right, Micah. Well, we'll keep the same order then as we did.
Oh, I was gonna say I was gonna go with Derek because I went first last time.
Oh, we can do that. Actually, we know Derek won. We've certainly got the hour incident to talk about. That could be a bonus moment, perhaps. Go on then, Derek. Tell us about your bad cop moment of the week, month, year, whatever time frame you're using.
So I didn't go with the obvious one, which I'm sure someone has. But my bad cop moment is that apparently all you need to do now to get a championship match at WrestleMania is stand in the ring with the champion, point at the sign, and hope that pyro goes off. And then you will have a match graphic made within seconds. It happened with Edge at Elimination Chamber, and that graphic was up almost immediately. It happened with Bianca Belair on SmackDown, and that graphic was up immediately.
That sounds like a good cop moment if you've got employees who are that efficient that they can create things as quick as that.
Yeah, I got to call you out on this one, I'm afraid. They are guaranteed world championship matches, and the fact of the matter is they're in the same building. If they're not ready to go at a moment's notice whenever, like they said in the press release back in August, then they're doing something fucking wrong.
Well, I'm worried that this could become a trend with non-Royal Rumble winners. I'm worried that like, say, in like 2 years' time, and Drew McIntyre is like a 12-time WWE champion because he should be, and like, I don't know, like Riddle walks into the ring and points at the sign, and if pyro goes off, boom, it's a match.
That I'd agree with. If that happens, I agree fully. But these people are entitled to world championship matches, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, but what happened to the days of the contract signings where you got like the two contracts in the ring and it's all super serious? And it was when Batista had to choose between Raw and SmackDown. And
yeah, well, you know, that was back in the days when, you know, you had Shawn Michaels to go super kick someone and then sign the contract instead of a person who won the Rumble, who we will not mention on this podcast.
All right, Matt, what you got?
Oh, okay. Right, okay. Now, I need to have a rant here. Someone this week decided to sign for AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Not entirely sure this is a good idea, because this is another ex-WWE guy taking up more time from the new generation, very much like WCW did in the old days, rather than pushing the new guard. And yes, I know he's going to be a commentator for Dark Evolution, but you don't hire a 7'2", formerly 500-pound man to sit behind a commentary booth, do you? You have him get in the ring. And Elevation, Revolution, whatever you want to call it, I don't give a damn. But the fact... But my point stands. Paul White, why has he gone to AEW for? His career is wound down. And it says very clearly he is a wrestler for AEW. It's not just an occasional commentator. I just don't like all the legends that keep signing for AEW. And you're going to get the decent people. We mentioned this mainly about the women before. But it will be as well. They get pushed further and further down the card and onto the B show rather than Dynamite, which is where they should be elevated. And Mike is ready to come back at me, so bring it, bitch.
This was actually a part of my speed check, so I'm glad I don't have to talk about this, because this would be my unsure if you guys still had unsure. But AEW is a new company. They just don't have talent. They have to sign people. They have to have intrigue. They can't.
They have signed hundreds and hundreds of people.
They have signed hundreds of people. Probably not hundreds. It feels like
hundreds.
Okay. Granted, they're still a new company. They need to show like casual people, hey, this show exists, because we all know Dynamite exists. Your next door neighbor might not know that Dynamite exists. What if they see, oh, I remember this guy from 2002 because he's really big and he came out of the thing. They might get the year wrong. They'll get the moment in their head. Micah, I'm going back and forth on this.
Micah, you just completely hammered home my point. Big Show has not been relevant since 2002.
He main evented WrestleMania.
In 2000!
Last year, within the past 12 months, he wrestled the last match.
No, that was not the main event.
I'm sorry. That is still the main event. It's the last match. That is the main event.
The last televised match is the main event.
I don't know. We can go back and forth on this. I'm right.
If that was the case, then every time I've been to see Raw live, I've seen it several times live, then the main event, which was a cage match between Edge and John Cena, which was not televised, would have been the main event.
That's a great main event. Dude, I'd watch the shit out of that. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It lasted 2.5 minutes.
Dude, that still sounds like a Raw main event. I don't know what you're talking about.
It does sound like a main event, but it wasn't the main event of the show. What it was Edge basically killing Dolph Ziggler, I think it was. It was a long time ago. I had a lot of alcohol since then.
Yeah, but like, so when Derek and I went to AEW, the main event of that was Dustin Rhodes and Hangman versus Lesex Gods before they were Lesex Gods. But then they said, oh, and then there's Dark. So like, that was the main event, and then there was Dark matches. Like, they said that this was Dark. They didn't say that, oh yeah, this is a Dark match. No, they said, look what happened after WrestleMania, making it the main event because it was the last night.
Big Show is not the main event of WrestleMania, and you can prove that because if you look it up, it does not list that as that. The main event is Drew McIntyre and Brock Lesnar, because there's no way on earth that Brock Lesnar in his contract would ever be the second last match on the card for the World Championship.
I guess the internet is always right then. Is that what you're saying?
No, Matt's always right.
Well, not in this case. I'm not letting you get this through. Anyways,
I'm going to mention a name we talked about last week as well. We're going to talk about Bad Bunny again. You've got to realize, Matt, that when they're making these sign-ins, they're not doing it for you. they're doing it to get in the people who are not watching the product necessarily now because they want to grow the audience. They already have the audience. Those people are going to watch every week no matter what you put on. They're trying to get new people. Now, whether he's been relevant in a long time or not, he's a face that people will know. So when you bring in somebody who's 7'2", like you've talked about, that's going to get some attention. Like, I know you can't stand Sting being on AEW. Sorry, I like seeing Sting when he comes out on AEW. It's a name I remember, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do, even if he's perhaps his sell-by date, as it were. Same with Big Show. Even if you only get a year out of him, if you get 6 months out of him, whatever you get out of him, and then you put him on commentary, I think he's a great signing from AEW. I think you're totally wrong on this one. Whether it's a good signing for those people who are below him is irrelevant in the calculation.
It's not irrelevant.
You're doing this to try and get new fans involved. And for that reason, I think it's a great signing. Do I agree it suppresses some of the talent? Absolutely. I'm not arguing with you on that at all. But if you're trying to get new people watching your product, which is what all businesses have to do, I think it's a great signing for that reason.
Okay, so if you're... Okay, so this is going to be hard. I'm sorry. But imagine you're a wrestling fan who's never heard of The Big Show.
I can't imagine that at all. I can't imagine.
I know. Now imagine you hear that Sting has signed for AEW. He's a big name and he's always gone by that name. Everywhere he's been, he's gone by that name. Big Show's going to go by his normal name of Paul White. Now, Paul White is not exactly the most dynamic of names to grab your attention.
I think he's going to be an enormous performance.
Well, to be fair, he goes by Paul the Great White when he's on the indies, but
to be fair, they can really promote the shit out of the Go Big Show now.
Netflix are taking that down, apparently.
Yeah, see, like they gotta. This is great because we're gonna watch the product no matter what. But again, your next door neighbor might say, oh my god, that's Captain Insano from The Waterboy. I love that movie.
I do have to chime in here, because Matt said look it up, and I did. And to read this, after the show went off the air, McIntyre was confronted by The Big Show, who faced McIntyre in a title defense described by WWE as the hidden WrestleMania main event.
Boom!
Doesn't count.
WWE said that. That's their word.
You can't even, Matt. I am a god amongst men. You can't even.
I'm also editing. Micah,
we know the truth.
Micah, right. Take away before I get bored.
All right. So this might sound really petty, but my bad cop is about AEW. Because Darby Allin coming down on a zip line, like, did we not learn anything from Owen Hart? I get that that thing was probably secure as shit, and they probably did, like, tens of practice runs, but, like, I never thought I would see anything with that again. And, like, that really got me angry, because, like, that's kind of, like, hubris in my eyes. And I didn't get, like, offended, but I was just like, oh my god, like, maybe don't?
I'm going to chime in with my bad cop moment because it's actually relevant for a similar reason. I know Matt loves it when I do non-topical ones, so I'm going to take you back 23 years. I've been watching WCW Thunder, mainly because I saw Matt roll his eyes so much about it last week that I mentioned it, so I'm definitely going to be watching more so I can bring it up every single week just to annoy him. What I saw was on January 26, 1998, on WCW, we saw Sting come down from the ceiling as well. And that's kind of my bad cop moment. It's kind of one of those unsure ones as well, but it's kind of painful to watch some of those things now. Obviously, with the knowledge of what happened after that, and obviously what happened to Owen Hart, it's really difficult to watch that. And like the speed he's coming down and things like that. Like, we know wrestlers put their bodies on the line, but I'm going to say that's adding a lot more when you're suddenly getting them to come down on power on lines and different things and zip line and in and all sorts. It's really difficult to watch. I'm really enjoying it, but there's just some of the storylines. That was one that was painful to watch. And also, when you see Chris Benoit in matches as well, like, I love Chris Benoit as the wrestler, obviously before we knew what happened at the finish. But now you know that end story. It's just it's difficult to watch. So I'm putting it in my bad cop moments, in that there's certain things as you're watching this with hindsight. Obviously, it is dated because it's nearly 25 years old, but it can be tough to watch at times. I'm really enjoying it, don't get me wrong. But yeah, there's certainly some moments in there. But yeah, I thought about Owen Hart as well, which I know Micah kind of was referencing there.
I know Vince used to do a lot of the stunts himself first, because he wouldn't ask any of his hand to do something he wouldn't do himself. I've got to be honest, I don't know if he did the Owen Hart zip line or not. I don't know if he did. I'm guessing probably not, unfortunately. Again, that was a tragic accident, obviously, which you'd think people would have learned from. The Sting thing was clearly before Owen Hart.
Yes, but even it was. So, yes.
But even so... yeah, that sounds kind of... You don't need that at the moment. It does feel a little bit... I did feel a little itchy as you said it, Micah, yeah.
It would have been a worse cop moment if Sting had done it after that event. That would have been terribly insensitive.
Yeah, and that was while Brett was in the company, that would have been as well. So...
Yikes, yeah. Perhaps we should... Move on to some devil's advocates.
Maybe some speed check first?
Oh, speed check. I always seem to forget that. I totally forget about it. I forgot about it last week. I need a script in front of me. We've only done 131 of these, Matt. I still need to do a few more to practice.
Well, I've done 131. You've done about 110. Right.
I still forgot the episode when Mason took your place. Huh. Or the three when you were at some kids' conference or something playing games.
You already have my annual leave submission, by the way, for next January. Right, okay. Derek, would you like to give us your bad cop speed check, please? Graham with the clock.
Go.
The Miz won the WWE title, and I no, thank you. Not a fan. Also, that they somehow used the Miz winning the WWE title to try to push the Braun Strowman and Shane McMahon feud. Hated that. Hated every single part of that. The fact that they even teased Braun Strowman getting into the WWE title match next week at Raw. Terrible. I am not a fan of the person who won the US Championship. Monday Night Raw is my speed check. Monday Night Raw is absolutely terrible, and it is the worst television show, period, on TV at the moment. I am done.
Hear, hear.
I'm looking forward to seeing Lashley with Lesnar Mania, though.
You think it's going to be Lashley and Lesnar?
Lashley's going to win the title off of Miz.
Oh, I agree about that.
Lashley will win the title from Miz on Monday, and then Lashley will go to WrestleMania against Lesnar. And that's a money match.
It's going to be a DQ finish because John Morrison is going to attack him, and then John Morrison is going to die at the hands of Bobby Lashley.
Which will go to a rematch at Fastlane, probably, and then on we go.
Yeah, Miz is holding the championship for a while. It's sad.
I hope you're wrong.
Honestly, I used to watch Miz and Mrs. I think that'd be great for that show. For some star power other than the dad. Oh my god, George. Jesus.
They're using the WWE Championship to push Miz and Mrs.
I would put anything past Vince nowadays.
But come on, that's my... It's not my speed check. It's somebody
can
else.
I throw in one? The thing that disappointed me the most about that was the fact that you saw Miz talking with MVP. And as soon as you saw that, you know, I already know what's happening now. And they just spoiled it on every single point. Like, as soon as you were like, I actually liked the first Elimination Chamber match. Like, when Daniel Bryan got through, I was super excited. And then just to crush it within a minute, there was just so many things. Like, you just spoiled this straight away for me. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Micah.
Oh, it's my turn? All right.
Oh, sorry, did I forget Matt? Oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
It's because he talks so much, I assumed he'd just given it. It's ironic that I set the rule that you can only talk for a minute when you do a speed check, but I forgot to say when you respond, it's got to be less than a minute as well, so he just gets around it that way. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. I've got to admit, I didn't. As a mark, I didn't like the fact they teased and then ripped the idea of Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns at Fastlane. Purely in kayfabe, I was disappointed from that sort of thing. I know it's going to change and actually happen. And my other bad cop B-check moment of the week is me. Because Karrion Kross was amazing on NXT this week. Threw Escobar's laggies through the barrier with ease, suplexed him from through the table. Shame on me for not digging Karrion Kross sooner.
Oh, fair enough. I liked his character when I saw. I did watch Impact a lot when he was there, but I certainly saw the highlights. But when they kind of teased who that character was to begin with, and this is when Petey Williams was on the Wrestling Perspectives podcast as well, so we kind of got to hear that side from, because he was backstage at that time. So I was somebody who's always liked him, but yeah.
Cool, Micah, your turn.
All right. This is I'm gonna blaze through this one because I'm pretty passionate about this one, so let me go. All right, WWE as a whole is my speed check. WWE absolutely does not want just regular people. Like, they do not want fans of wrestling. They want fans of, oh, this thing is on. They do not give a shit about anybody who's actually listening to this who like wrestling for what it is. Jesus Christ, The Miz winning, while funny as fuck, absolutely should not have happened. That really could have been Otis. Like, if you're thinking about this, Otis could have been the guy. But no, they weren't. The Miz, because he's a person. It's morally crippling to watch WWE because of their stuff that they do with Saudi Arabia, and it's visually unappealing because of the amount of camera cuts. I get seasick watching WWE programming. The reason I like AEW programming is because they at least do long shots. Like, Jesus Christ, time.
Oof, that was perfect. This might have been the best bit of booking I've ever done, Matt. Often I feel outnumbered, but I think I have allies with me this week. I'm liking this.
My response, sir? I do have to say, we've got to the camera cut. I mentioned this the other week. It is ridiculous sometimes. At the end of the Women's Royal Rumble was a prime example. It felt like I was going to have a heart attack. It was like the Edge return the year before, where the cameras couldn't decide where they wanted to look. It was literally like here, there. I'm like, if someone's got seizures, they're going to get one from this.
Like, there's not, like, they don't need a cut to the LED boards of the Thunderdome anymore. Like, there's not, like, fan reactions. They can just, like, make those up. They're not live anymore. They're pre-recorded now. So, like, it doesn't even matter. Like, why are you cutting to the fans? Keep it on the wrestlers. There's not real people there anymore. Like, that's the thing that I hated the most while watching WWE in pre-pandemic, is that they would cut to the fans so much. Like, they ruined AJ Styles' debut.
Kevin Dunn's to blame, believe it or that.
Yeah, what have you, Kevin Dunn?
Kevin Dunn watched one Die Hard movie and decided to become a producer.
Graham, what about you?
I'm going to ad-lib. I have something written down, but I'm going to pile on, seeing as everyone else is going with anti-WWE stuff.
Yeah.
My hot take for Radio Tech has asked for the hot take for the week, and my hot take was, and I don't think it really is, Talking Smack was better than SmackDown this week. The guests were Seth Rollins. They also had Bianca Belair on there. And then they also had Daniel Bryan on the end. The chemistry that they were cutting in a supposedly studio setting was better than the promos that I actually saw in the ring. Now, were there some moments on SmackDown? Sure. But when you've got a 30-minute show that's available for free on the free network, and that was actually more appealing to me than the two-hour show on the regular channel, that's a problem. So I'm going to leave it at that. But I thought Talking Smack was better than SmackDown itself this week. I don't regularly watch Talking Smack, so I can't comment if that's a regular basis thing.
Fair enough.
It is.
It's always better?
Yeah. It's because they don't have a script. Cesaro cut one of the best promos of his career a couple weeks ago on Talking Smack.
I think I've solved my problem. I'm just going to watch that third. Because they obviously highlight. They talk about everything that happened in the show. So I'm keeping up to date with everything. I made the mistake of actually watching Talking Smack first and then actually watching SmackDown second. But now I know I only need to watch one, so that might be a bonus.
Good! Bad! bad.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good! Bad!
Now, Matt, I know you have 100 devil's advocates prepared, and we could probably go on all day with them, but let's say we limit it to one each, and then if we have time, we could always do some bonus ones later. I believe that we have you've got an infinite number prepared. I believe the theory is that we trade devil's advocates with each other, right? I believe that. Obviously, we'll allow our guests to go first, and I guess you can... mine's not particularly... Well, you've got one for both of them, and mine's general, so it doesn't really matter who mine goes to. Gentlemen, we will let you go. Would you like to deliver your devil's advocates, or would you like to receive your devil's advocates first?
I'd just like to say that I think I may have started the trend of solo guests getting two, so I'd like to just point that out.
No, I'm glad that you did that, because now we ask and we say we don't expect it, and every single person is immediately going, oh, no, I'll take both of them. We really like the people doing that. So that.
Oh, yeah, I'm a trailblazer. I get it. It's cool.
So who's going first?
I'll give it off to you, Derek.
All righty.
Okay, are you taking me or Graham first?
I'll take yours first, Matt.
Okay, cool. Okay, your devil's advocate is, and obviously for the benefit of the tape, if I say I mean Derek.
Oh, for fuck's sake, do you have to say that every week? And why? And I've talked to Micah about this as well. This was on Twitter this week. Why do you do that after we've already done it? I think you did this on the fourth Devil's Advocate last week. You explained the rules after on the last Devil's Advocate.
I had to for legal reasons.
Everyone knew at that point.
It was for a legal reason to make sure I'm not sued. Right, anyway. Okay, so Derek, here's your Devil's Advocate. WrestleMania 22 sucked because Zack Ryder won the IC title.
Oh, you son of a bitch. So, like, okay. So, Zack Ryder was a fucking freaking jobber, right? Zack Ryder? Nah, he was a jobber. That show ended with Triple H versus Roman Reigns. And that wasn't even the worst thing because Zack Ryder won the title.
And that's how you do it.
Beautiful.
Oh, you know that's my favorite WrestleMania too. I swear to God, that was painful.
Like many things, it came to me in the shower.
Comes that by a long way.
You haven't seen Michael yet.
I'm like, I know it's gonna be like Cody Rhodes is like the worst in his couple because that's what it was a couple weeks ago.
I've got two beauties, I'll be really honest.
Alright. So is it Graham then?
Oh, if you, yeah, I guess. Up to you.
Alright, I'll give mine to Graham.
Okay.
I hate indie wrestling because that's the only thing my kids want to watch.
You know what they're like, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds as it is now. They just want that repetition. That's what kids love. They want to see the same thing over and over again. And that's what you get on the indies. You get people that don't train. They make the same mistakes. They make the botches. Characters aren't fully developed. And unfortunately, that's what you got to do. What are you going to do when it's your kids? But yeah, hopefully they'll grow up soon and we can watch a proper product like WWE. Boom.
Forgive me.
Oh my gosh. I need some mouthwash after that.
I just knew that it was going to be hard. It wasn't because it was easy.
You were. Right. So, remind me,
Derek has got one for either of us, and it doesn't really matter. We've got two to... it's got to be... Derek has got to give one for you, I think.
Mm. Okay.
So I'm giving one to Matt right now?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
All right. I think The Miz should have a year plus long WWE title reign because WrestleMania is in Hollywood.
Well, this is a good point. As we all know, Mike The Miz Mizanin is actually one of the best wrestlers of all time. He started in reality TV, and that's where Hollywood starts and finishes. And let's not forget that he's actually the best wrestler since Bruno Sammartino. So not just 1 year reign, maybe a 10 year reign, and it can culminate in Madison Square Garden.
Oh my gosh. We got some competition here. The standard of devil's advocates that guests are coming up with is just beautiful. I love it.
Please let me give Mike his, please.
I'm really afraid, but I'm gonna take it, man. You're gonna. All right.
Go ahead, devil's advocate hog. Give him your devil's advocate.
I'll give him his two in the extra section, Graham Hugo.
All right, you're going to complain because it always says this. About, I always remind you, Matt, that the devil's advocates have to be wrestling related, right?
Yes.
All right, Matt, Micah, here's your devil's advocate. Quote, if you don't leave your TV on for your dogs when you leave the house, you're a psycho, end quote.
No, I'm... Do you understand how expensive electricity is in Texas? Oh my god, absolutely not. It's like $10,000 a second in Texas. Jesus Christ. Just for my dog? Ugh, my dog sucks, all right? My dog tries to eat my pants. He doesn't deserve to watch The View.
I think what you just did there was the opposite of what you meant to be doing there, Micah. Yeah, I was
gonna say. All right, so I tell you why that's a wrestling devil's advocate? That was from, and I might pronounce it wrong because I only know her as Renee Young. Renee Paquette.
Yes.
The question was, do you leave them Family Guy or The Office? And apparently, Kung Fu Panda is the thing to leave for your dogs.
No. It's 101 Dalmatians.
I'm only saying what I saw on the Twitter.
Wait, so I had to say that you should not leave. Should.
Yeah.
No, but he said shouldn't, and yeah. I'm a psycho.
Whatever.
Did I throw an extra negative?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, you threw in an extra negative.
Oh, my bad. I apologize.
Right. That was a car wreck of a devil's advocate, which is what I love. How about you guys, Derek? Thank you so much to Derek and Micah for joining us for Good Cop, Bad Cop this week. Would you guys please kindly let everybody out there in social media land know where they can listen to your shows? And also, where they can get in touch with you, because they really should.
Well, you can find us at Devoid Podcast on Twitter. You can find me at Dying Format and him at Your Boy D Harn. We upload to YouTube and all streaming platforms that you would like. We recently got into iHeartRadio, so whoop whoop. You can watch Derek's other podcast, the PWO Cast, which is now every other week. I think that's what yes. You said. Because Derek, not because of laziness, but because of priorities. And you can watch my other show, The Theory of Humor, on YouTube, which is a dumb little show I do with my friend Paul. Or not Micah. I do it with not Micah.
It's a very good show as well, Micah. It really is.
Thank you. We are... We have mapped out the next... 3 seasons because our ADD is crazy. We went scientific with this. This was a 2-hour call. We mapped out everything. We have recording stuff. I mean, I can tell you what episode 97 is going to be.
What is it?
I couldn't spoil it because then you would know what episode 100 is.
No.
It's episodes 90 to 100 build so beautifully.
Like I love good build. As of course everyone would know if it's my Dungeons and Dragons podcast, of course.
Yeah.
Build is incredibly important for stories.
Oh, and Derek, are you gonna stream that thing or not?
We haven't announced that yet. So come to the PWO Cast channel, a special thing.
I'll cut that for you if you want to do it, it's fine. Okay. Thank you again.
Matt, before I know you're about to wrap things up, but I think as Derek didn't make the start, I think there's one other thing that we should do before you do the wrap up. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Damn it, right,
man. I think we got to try and do some more American accents, because I think Eric wasn't here at the start, so he didn't get to hear our attempts at doing some Yankee accents.
He didn't hear sugar, no.
That was about as good as it got, I think.
Mr.
Right?
Flair, you nasty.
We're out of here.
Yeehaw!
Boom.
Music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at CompuTech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/